This is Radio Nepal. I'm Tika Prasad, Kharka with the news. Our top stories first. Water Supply Minister Manishchandra Thapa says specific plans and policies will be formulated to solve drinking water and sanitation problems. Three more corona-related deaths reported in Baki, Dang and Kanchanpur district. And England and Scotland begin new lockdowns as coronavirus cases continue to rise. Now the news in detail. Minister of Water Supply Manishchandra Thapa has said that the process to formulate the plans would be initiated by carrying out the research on the status of drinking water and sanitation across the country. Speaking at a program organized by the Nepal Press Organization Surkhet chapter in Birendranagar today, Minister Thapa said the permanent solution of drinking water and sanitation would be sought across 77 districts by launching specific policy-level plans as per the study findings. He also said that the government's efforts were on the way to lead the nation towards prosperity and stability. Three more corona-related deaths have been reported in Baki, Dang and Kanchanpur districts today. A 68-year-old male of Janaki Rural Municipality 3 in Baki died last night while undergoing treatment at Bheri Hospital in Nepalganj. Similarly, a 13-year-old girl of Ghorai Sub-Metropolis 18 and a 60-year-old male of Mahendranagar 5 in Kanchanpur died this morning while receiving treatment at Nepalganj Medical College. The 8th Mountain Sports Festival is to be organized in Gandaki province from the 4th of March this year. Mountain Sports Federation is hosting the event with the objective of promoting sustainable tourism through traditional and adventure mountain sports. Event coordinator and member of the National Sports Council, Subarna Shrestha, said 15 various games have been included in the event. He also said that the international players will also be participating in the triathlon and ring wrestling competitions. Athletes from Japan, Malaysia, Singapore, India and America, among other countries, will also participate in the ring wrestling. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now to some international updates. The England and Scotland have now begun new lockdowns as the coronavirus cases are in a constant rise. People must now stay at home except for a handful of permitted reasons as new lockdowns begin in both the nations. Schools have closed to most pupils in England, Scotland and Wales, while North Ireland will have an extended period of remote learning. And England's rules are due to last until at least mid-February, while Scotland's will be reviewed at the end of January. Announcing England's lockdown, Prime Minister Boris Johnson said hospitals were under more pressure from COVID than at any time since the start of the pandemic. US President Donald Trump and President-elect Joe Biden in dueling rallies have implored Georgia voters to turn out for elections on Tuesday that will decide which party controls the Senate. Republican Trump and Democrat Biden said the vote would save America for years to come. More than 3 million Georgians have already cast ballots, nearly 40% of the state's registered voters. If the Democrats win, they will control all of the Congress and the White House. A breakthrough has been reached in Qatar's three-year-old dispute with Saudi Arabia and other Arab countries. An agreement aimed at ending the rift is to be signed in Saudi Arabia on Tuesday. A senior Trump administration official said the development was the latest in a series of Middle East deals sought by the Washington and the others involving Israel and other Arab states, aimed at building a united front against Iran. Likewise, Kuwaiti Foreign Minister said as part of the deal, Saudi Arabia will reopen its airspace and land and sea border to Qatar as of Monday. Thousands of people are reported to have been lining up in Beijing to receive their vaccinations against COVID-19. China has stepped up a massive vaccination drive ahead of the Lunar New Year. According to state media, tens of thousands of people in cities from Beijing to Shanghai and Shenzhen have received their first dose of the Sinopharm vaccine since the campaign got underway at the beginning of the month. Vaccinations are also underway in the provinces, including Shandong and Shanxi, as China tries to ensure 50 million people are vaccinated before the Lunar New Year in the middle of next month. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news from Radio Nepal Pudisa, but before wrapping up the stories once more. Water Supply Minister Manichandra Thapa says specific plans and policies will be formulated to solve drinking water and sanitation problems. Three more corona-related deaths reported in Banke, Dang and Kanchanpur district. And England and Scotland begin new lockdowns as coronavirus cases continue to rise. Well, that's the end of the news from Radio Nepal Pudisa. Our next news in English will be at 8 in the evening. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned and have a good day.